guys. Good to see you. I missed you last week. Everybody doing okay? Yeah, last week we weren't here. That's right. You maybe move over a tiny bit more. There's some people who are kind of way in the back. So nice to look at every single one of your faces. And you are all so different. Look at each other's faces. Wow. You are all so different, but you're all so beautiful. And you're all made by God. Okay, what year? Who knows what year is this? Okay,
Nicholas. 2016.
Good job. Okay, you're not too old. You didn't say 2015. That's good. Okay. Somebody else now. How many Sundays? What number Sunday is this for 2016? Okay, go ahead, Nikki. Third Sunday, yeah, it's the third Sunday of 2016. Okay, you guys, how many of you made some kind of like called a New Year's resolution? Do you know that what that means? Like, I'm going to do something new this year. Did anybody think of anything like that in 2016? Just Nicholas, none of the rest of you. Okay, then Nicholas, tell me, what was yours?
Mine was to help other people.
Okay, to help other people. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, well, I'll ask your mother later. Okay, or your sister Mia. But anyway, different people have different perspectives. I had a New Year's resolution, a new thing that I really wanted to try to do better this year. And that thing was listening. So last week, that was really hard. Do you know where I was last week? Korea. How many of you guys have been to Korea? Where's Lily? Lily was born in Korea, but I don't know where she is. She's upstairs. Anyway, I couldn't understand anything. But I was listening really, really hard, because that's what I decided to do this year. So, even though I understand like zero Korean, sometimes I heard a word that I understood. Who knows how to say thank you in Korean? Let's say it together. Okay, you ready? One, two, three. It's like my one Korean word, but that's the word. So I didn't say much. I listened a lot. How many of you guys know the story of Samuel? Okay, you know the story of Samuel. And so what happens in that story? Who does Samuel hear from? Who talks to Samuel? God talks to Samuel. And it's from 1 Samuel 3. And I'm going to read it to you today. So this year, there were three things that I wanted to listen more. Okay? One was I wanted to listen to people more. And the second was I wanted to listen to my heart more. Listening to your heart is really important. And I wanted to listen to God more. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the story and it's on the screen, okay? You can look, there's pictures up there. Now, the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli. First Samuel 3. Okay, I'll read a little more. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. So how about you guys? How much do you hear from God? Do you hear God talking to you every day? Okay, how about the adults? Do you hear God talking to you every day? Okay, so maybe it's like the time of Samuel, that
サミュエルの時にはまだ神様の言葉がなかったので、人々は神様の声を聞くことがなかった。
At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The Lamb of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of the Lord of God was.
主の箱のあるところにサミュエルは行って仕えていた。
Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." And ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
私はサムエルよ、サムエルよと呼ばれた。彼は、はい、エリのところへ走って行って行った。あなたが呼ぶ、走って行った。
Okay, so but what did Eli say? You guys, you're not helping me out here. What did Eli say? Samuel went, there he is. He woke up. Eli said, "You called me." What did Eli say?
I didn't call you.
What did you say? I didn't call you. So what did Samuel do? Went back to bed. And the Lord called again. Samuel! And Samuel arose and he went again to Eli and said, next picture. Here I am, for you called me.
あなたがお呼びになりました。私はここにいますと言いました。
What he said? What he say?
そしてエリアは何で言いました？
I didn't call you.
私は呼ばない。
Lie down again.
もう一度寝なさい。
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time.
サムエルはまだ主を知らず、主の言葉がまだ彼に表されなかった。
And he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
主はまた三度目にサムエルを呼ばれたので、サムエルは起きて、またエリアの元へ行って言った。あなたがお呼びになりました。私はここにおります。
So did Eli say to him, "I didn't call you?" No, not the third time. What did he say the third time? Does anybody know what he said the third time?
Not me.
Not me. Okay. That was the first and second time. Good. Not me. How about the third time? What did he say? He said, "Go lie down." And if he calls you again, you shall say, "Speak, Lord.For your servant is listening."
もしあなたを呼ばれたら、しもべは聞きますしよ。お話しくださいと言いなさい。
So Samuel went and lay down in his place.
サムエルは行って自分のところで寝た。
And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
主は来て立つ前のように、サムエルよ、サムエルよと呼ばれたので、サムエルは言った。
Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle."
その時、主はサムエルに言われた。見よ、私はイスラエルのうちに一つのことをする。それを聞く者はみんな耳が聞くともなるだろう。
So I want to ask you guys a really big question. How many of you have ever really heard God talking to you? How many of you have tried to listen and said, "God, speak"? Okay, well, let's keep doing that. And sometimes God speaks to us through our Bible. So how many of you guys have a Bible?
それをぜひ続けていきたいと
思うんですけど。How many of you guys bring your Bible to Mizpah?
神様は私たちに聖書を通して語りかけてください
。 So you know what? I want to ask you guys, start bringing your Bible to Mizpah.
なので、その自分たちの持ってる聖書をMizpahにも持ってきてください。
Because a lot of times God talks to us through our Bible, so you can read the Bible and see, God, what are you saying to me?
多くの時、神様は聖書の言葉を通して語りかけてくれる。
And I also want you to bring a notebook. You guys have notebooks here, but if you want to bring another notebook and write down, it can be a picture if you don't know how to write letters yet, or it can be words, but write down what you think God is saying.
ノートもぜひ持ってきてください。絵を描くのでもいいんですけど、 神様が言ってくださってると思うことをぜひ書き留めてください。
So, Mark, can you switch to the verse?
Yep.
So, this is the verse that I want you... You don't have to memorize the exact words, but let's remember what it says, okay?
So, can you... 聞いてほしい。
Who reads English?
英語読める
よ。 Okay, can you help me out? Are you ready?
一緒に読んでください。
One, two, three. 1 Samuel 3:10. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. Okay, so when Samuel calls Juna, is he gonna, when God calls Juna, is he gonna say, Samuel, Samuel? No, he's going to say her name. God knows your name. It's not just a song. Juna. When he calls Yuri, he's not going to say Juna. He's going to say Samuel. No, he's going to say Yuri. God's calling your name and God's talking to us, so let's learn to listen. Let's pray. Father God, you are a God who speaks. So Father God, we ask that we can learn to listen. So many times Jesus said, He who has ears, let him hear, let him listen. So God, let us learn to listen with the ears of our heart, most of all to you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you, you guys are awesome. Thank you. Everybody's getting too big. Thank you guys. You guys can go back to your parents or wherever you're going. Thank you guys. You were amazing. Thank you, Megumi. So, Bamas is moving things. You adults also, if you don't bring a Bible to church, it can be a book, it can be an iPhone, anything, bring your Bible. 聖書、教会に持ってきましょう。iPhone でもいいし、本当の本でもいいですけれども、本当に、私たちは少しだけ聖句書いてありますけれども、その前のこと、その後のこと、もしも読みたい時もあるかもしれないので、16年にぜひ、全員、聖書を持ってきましょう。Let everybody bring their Bibles to church.
でも忘れないでくださいね。いつもいっぱいの、忘れ物がありました。
Don't forget it at church.
でも、まあ、
there's always lots of stuff that people forget.
ノートがいいですね。ノート。ノートが。
Also a journal. Bring a journal. Did you guys do your homework? Wow, I listened to the message. Demi gave a lot of homework. Anybody do your homework? Damien is sitting back there. So.
Okay. 皆さん、暑さは平気ですか?
Are you okay with the temperature? Anybody too hot or too cold?
Okay. 先週はソウルに行ってきました。
We were in Seoul last week.
水場を休ませていただきました。本当に皆さん、ありがとうございます。
Away from Mizuba, thank you for everybody who helped out. Everybody.
でも、キャッシーさん、ありがとうございました。
And Cathy and many other people.
私はですね、DJ さんに、録音してもらうことができてたので、
DJ recorded the message, everything.
で、ウェブページに、ホームページに、アップしました。
And it's on the web page as the other messages are.
アップしながらですね、聞くことができ
ました。So as I was putting it on the web page, I was listening.
本当に、賛美も、お祈りも、メッセージも本当に恵まれた、とても感謝でした。
So I was really blessed by the worship, by the prayer, by the message, and I really praise God.
デモさんがちゃんと宿題を出してましたから、
And、
皆さん宿題できましたか? できましたかね。本当にですね、本当にこれ2016年3週目なんですけども、やっぱりもう一度私たちは神様に目を向けたいと思います。
It's the third Sunday of 2016, but let's all set our eyes together on God.
先週は私たちのモチベーションは信仰から来てますか、それとも恐れから来てますか。
So last week, Damon talked about Where does that motivation come from? Does it come from faith or does it come from fear?
2週間前は私たち本当にもっと、バーバラさんがもっと愛を増し加えられるようにというふうに祈りました。お話ししました。
2 weeks ago, I talked about a motivation coming from the love in our heart that we received from God.
この2週間私たちの愛は少し増し加われましたか?
So how was the love in your heart? Did you live from the love in your heart?
今日のテーマはですね、新しい扉を開くというテーマになっています。
Today's title of today's message is a new door opening.
副題はですね、箱の外から考えるっていうところです。
And the subtitle is think outside of the box.
まず旧約聖書のイザヤ書から読んでいきたいと思います。
First, I want to look at a book of the Old Testament with you. It's Isaiah.
預言者イザヤの43章。
From the prophet Isaiah.Chapter
43. 18節をまず読みします。
First, I want to read verse 18 with you.
19ですね。初めからこのことを思い出すな。昔のことを思い巡らすな。見よ、新しいことを私は行う。今やそれは芽生えてる。あなたたちはそれを悟らないのか。
Let's read. If you read in English, let's read together. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old.Behold, I am doing a new thing.
初めからのことを思い出すなってどういうことでしょうか?
What does this mean? Don't remember the former thing.
昔のことに思いを巡らすなってどういうことでしょうか?
What does it mean? Don't set your eyes on the things of old.
これはですね、必ずしも昔の悪いことを思い出すなっていう意味ではありません。
This doesn't just mean don't remember bad stuff.
実はですね、昔の良いことを思い出すなって言うんです。
It also means don't remember the good stuff that happened a long time ago in the past.
でもどうですか?良いことを思い出すなって言われたら、なんか変な気がしませんか?
Isn't that seem a bit odd to you? Don't remember good stuff that happened in the past?
私たち状況悪い時に、ああ、昔は良かったなって。いうことがあるでしょう。
Sometimes when we're in difficult circumstances, we think about the past and we think, oh, things were much better before. You ever feel like that?
それを多く言う人ほど年を取ってます。
And the older you are, the more you'll think like that.
昔は良かったな。
Things were much better in
the past. 今の若者はなってないとか。
Oh, now the young people, they just don't know anything.
ここではそうじゃないですか。昔の良いことを思い出すのはどういうことでしょうか?
So the, it's not, the meaning in this passage doesn't mean that. What exactly is this telling us? Don't remember the good things of the past.
イスラエルたちの人たちは、いた状態は必ずしも良い状態ではありませんでした。
The people of Israel were in different kinds of circumstances and they weren't necessarily good circumstances.
でもその時によく思うのは自分たちが奴隷だったエジプトから導き出された素晴らしいことを思い出してしまいます。
But there were things that in their past, like they were slaves in Egypt or they had gone through the desert, and perhaps they remembered good things.
素晴らしいことですね。奇跡ですよね。
That they remembered the miracles that God had done in the past.
あれは大きな出来事ですよね。
And those were huge things.
ありえないことですよね。
Those were things that just are impossible in the natural.
でもそういう奇跡をもう思い出すなってイザヤは言ったんです。
Here, the prophet Isaiah says to them, "Don't recall those amazing things."
なぜならば、過去の出来事は神様の偉大さを制限してしまうんですね。
Why? It's because remembering the wonderful things that happened in the past traps God in the present.
神様は過去の出来事、素晴らしいこと、もっと大きい方なんです。
今は。
神様はもっと大きい方なんですね。私たちの想像を超えて大きい方なんですね。
大きい方、大きい方、
大きい方、大きい方、大きい方、偉大な方。
Thank you, Ali. because God is a God who is so much greater than our frame of mind.
ですから、過去の素晴らしさよりもっともっと大きいんです。
So God.What God did in the past is actually greater and greater than what we portray, what we
Now,
believe it.
What He's going to do is much greater than what He has done. Okay, God is bigger than our past.
God is bigger than our past miracles. 神様は大きいんです。Okay? Okay. 皆さん、神様は、で、子供たちにして、神様はどれぐらい大きいって聞いたらどう答えるでしょうか。
If you ask kids, how big is God? How do you think they answer?
これくらいですか？
About this big?
これくらいですか？
About this big?
これくらいですか？
About this big?
ねえ、どうでしょう？
How big is God?
神様の愛はどれくらいですか？
How big is God's love?
これくらい？
Is God's love about this big?
これくらい？
About this big?
これくらい？
About this big?
あなたは私をどれくらい愛してますか？これくらいですか？
How much do you love me?
まあそれ今言い合いませんね。本当に神様は大きいんですね。私たちの想像を超えて大きいんです。
We have such a great, huge God. He's bigger than our imagination.
神様は私たちの想像を超えて大きいということを覚えましょう。
And God is a great God and He will do great things.Way above what we can think.
神様の愛をですね、私たちの想像を超えて大きいということを覚えましょう。
And God's love is greater than we can fathom.
昔のことを思い出すと、私たちは神様の大きさを制限してしまうんです。
When we remember the things of the past, sometimes it can limit the greatness of our God.
昔のことを思い出すときに。私たちは神様を小さくしてしまいます。
When we remember the things of our past, we make God smaller than He really is.
私たちは過去に生きてはいけないんですね。
We can't live in the past.
私たちは生きているのは現在であり未来なんですね。
We have to live in the present and we have to live facing the days ahead.
ですからイザヤの予言は神様は初めからのこと昔のことを思い巡らせた前を見なさいって言うんです。
So Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah tells the people of Israel, don't keep recalling the things of the past. Rather, set your eyes on the days ahead.
そして神様の素晴らしさは過去よりも素晴らしいということの約束でもあるんです。
And within this command is a promise.That God is a greater God than they can fathom, and God will do greater things than they can fathom.
新しいっていう言葉にはいろいろな意味合いが含まれています。
There's different meanings in the word new, aren't there? Can you think of some meanings of new?
古いとか新しいだけなんですけど、いろんな意味合いが新しいには含まれています。
For example, we can have the meaning of new as the opposite of old.Old and new, but new can have other meanings besides just being the opposite of old.
新しいってことは今までになかったってこともあるんですね。
New can also mean something that has not happened so far. It's never happened so far.
今までになかったことなんです。
Something that never happened so far is new.
それまでに聞いたこともなかったことです。
Maybe it's something that you haven't even ever heard of.
新しいことが素晴らしいとですね、もう過去のことがもう小さくなってしまう。それぐらいの大きなことが新しいことなんですね。
So something new can be something that has never happened in the past, something greater that has ever happened so far.
イザヤは新しいことがもう芽生えている、始まっていると言います。始まっている。Starting it.
Isaiah is saying that something new is about to start.
一体何が起ころうとしてるんでしょうか。
So what? What is this new thing?
19節の後半から見てみましょう。
Let's look at verse 19, the second part.
しますね。
I'll read with you.
あなたたちはそれを悟らないのか。私は荒れ野に道を敷き、砂漠に大河を流れさせる。野の獣、山犬やダチョウも私を崇める。荒れ野に水を、砂漠に大河を流れさせ、私の選んだ民に水を飲ませるからだ。
You read English, please join me. Isaiah 43 from 19b. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness.Rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people who I form for myself that they might declare my praise. Amen.
何がなされていますか。
So what is God about to do?
荒野に道ができるんですね。
He's saying that there will be a road in the desert, in the wilderness.
砂漠に大きな川が流れるんですね。
There will be a river flowing in the desert.
この言葉には矛盾があります。
There's a contradiction in these words, isn't there?
ただでは道がないから荒野なんですよ。
The wildernessby definition is a place with no road.
それから、川がないから、ね、砂漠なんですよ。
The desert by definition is a place where rivers don't flow.
荒野に道ができることも
But declaring that a road can be made in the wilderness.
砂漠に大河が流れることも
And declaring that a river can be made in the desert.
これはある意味では不可能なことが可能になることなんですね。
So this is saying that the impossible is about to become possible.
私たちの不可能が神様はそれは可能だって言ってらっしゃるんですね。
God is declaring that the impossible is now possible.
そしてそれにあなたは気づいてないの?気づいてないの?今何か変わろうとしてるの気づいてないの?
って始まります。 And the prophet Isaiah says,Don't you recognize this? Don't you realize what's happening?
私たちは鈍感になっているのかもしれません。
Perhaps we've become hard of hearing, kind of dull.
もう私たちが神様に今なされていることはあまり見えないのかもしれません。
Perhaps we've become people who don't see what God is doing.
でも神様は、聖霊様は私たちに語ってきてくださってますね。
But the Holy Spirit is speaking to us.
この1年を通してこの数週間を通して今のままじゃダメだっていうことを神様は私たちに示してくださってます。
God is saying to us and he's showing us that we shouldn't stay the way that we are.
もっと愛が必要だってことを示してくださってます。
God is showing us each one of us needs more love.
また私たちは恐れじゃなくて本当に信仰で済まなくちゃいけないということを神様は語ってくださってます。
God is showing each one of usStop living by fear. Rather, live by faith.
神様は一人一人を次のステップに、ステージに導き出そうとしてるんですね。
God is showing each and every single one of us the next step and the next stage.
神様は新しいことを用意してくださっていることに鈍感になってはいけないんですね。
We can't become dull so that we miss the next step, the next stage.Thing that God is doing and will do.
ある人はもう自分の心はもう砂漠だ荒野だって言うかもしれません。
Maybe you're feeling this morning that your heart is like a wilderness. Maybe you're feeling this morning that your heart has become like a desert.
道が見えない。
Maybe you don't see the way forward.
もうどっちを見てもわからない。
You look all around and you're just like lost. You don't know which way to go.
でも神様は道を作り、水を与えてくださるんですね。
But God declared, I will make a way where there's no way, and I will give living water where there's no water.
荒野に道を、砂漠に大河を神様が与えてくださいます。
A way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
あとひょっとしたらですね、自分の、まあ家、まあ、学校、職場、自分の住んでる環境は荒野だ、砂漠だと思った人がいるかもしれません。
Maybe you feel that your circumstances, your surroundings are like a wilderness or like a desert. Whether it's your circumstances at your workplace, in your family, at school.
東久留米は荒野だ、砂漠だ。
Maybe you're feeling like this town, this city of 東久留米 is like a wilderness, it's like a desert.
荒野だ、砂漠だ。
Maybe you feel like Japan itself is like a wilderness. It's like a desert.
でも神様の約束はそこに道を通し大河を流すというんです。
But God declares and promises, in the wilderness I will make a way. In the desert I will let the rivers flow. Amen.
そして私の選んだ人に水を飲ませてくださるという約束なんですね。
And he promises, the ones who I have chosen, I will give living water.
私たちが変えられて私たちが神様の門に向いたとき人々が驚きます。
Can you say
私たちが神様の前で変えられたとき、人々は私たちを見て驚きます。
When we are changed by God, the people who are before us are surprised.
荒野に道が通ったら人々は驚きます。
When we can move forward on a road that has been given to us through the wilderness, the people who are watching us are surprised.
砂漠に水ができたときに人々は驚きます。
When people see living water, rivers in the desert, people are surprised.
愛のない夫婦関係が、愛のない友人関係が変わったときに、それを見たときに人々は驚きます。
When people see love in a relationship that was broken before, people are surprised.
周りの人に無関心だった人が本当に周りの人に気がつくようになったら、人々は驚きます。
People, when we start to realize the people and notice the people in our surroundings, and when other people see that, people are surprised.
そしてそれを見たとき、すべての生き物が神様を崇めるっていうんです。私たちが変えられたら。
And in this passage, the prophet declares, all living things will praise God when they see happening.
どの獣の山犬もダチョウも。日本に東京にはですね、山根たちもいませんけども、
well,
いるものが全て喜ぶ神様を褒めたたえるってね。
東久留米 or in Japan, but it means that all living things will declare the greatness of our God and will praise our God.
日本という国は、イスラム圏以外では一番クリスチャン人口の少ない国です。
If you look at all the countries in the world,Except for countries that are enslaved to the Islam religion, Japan is the country that is least evangelized, that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Savior.
日本がクリスチャンの人口の多い国になるのは、不可能と思う人もいるかもしれませんね。
Maybe there are many people who think, oh, it's just impossible.Japan cannot become a nation with many, many Christians.
それが普通、私たちそう思ってしまいます。
That's normal thinking. That's our experience.
でもですね、ちょっと考えてみ、ひょっとしたら不可能じゃないかもしれません。
But if we think, perhaps it's not impossible after all.
元来日本は仏教の国ではありませんでした。
If you think about really history from a long, long time ago, Japan was not a Buddhist nation.
日本に仏教が入ってきたのは6世紀です。
Buddhism entered Japan in the 6th century.
今のように仏教が日本 で大きくなったのには1000年かかりました。
So it took 1,000 years for Buddhism to take root in Japan.
日本にプロテスタントが入って160年です。
Since Protestantism has entered Japan, 160 years have passed.
主の再臨が間近かもしれませんけれども。
We're waiting for the second coming of Christ. However,
神様には不可能はないということを私たちは覚えたいと思います。
But let's remember and let's believe.That nothing is impossible with God. Amen.
今私たちはこの場にいるのは本当に神様の恵みであって神様に私たちはここに呼ばれているのかもしれません。
This year is the year of God's grace. This year is the year when God is calling.
私たち一人一人を神様は用いようとしてこの場に私たちは日本にいるのかもしれません。
I believe that every single one of us are here in Japan at this time.
神様は私たちがまだ見えないことをもう用意してくださっていることを
言います。God is preparing things that we cannot yet see.
本当に祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
私たち一人一人本当に主の道がはっきり見えるように。
Let's pray that every single one of us can clearly see.The road ahead.
そしてまた私たち一人一人が本当に神様から生ける水をいっぱい与えられるように。
And let's pray that every single one of us can receive the living water that God has prepared for us.
道を示してください。
Let's pray, God, show us your way.
私たちの心をあなたの愛で生ける水で満たしてください。
Let's pray, Father God, fill my heart, fill our heart with your living water.
今まで普通だったら考えられないようなこともできる勇気を与えてください。
Give me the courage to believe and to step out in faith in a way that I've never been able to do before.
後悔のないように信仰の一歩を踏み出せるようにしてください。
Father God, help me step forward in faith.In a way that I will have no regrets.
何もしないよりも一歩踏み出して失敗した方が良いのかもしれません。
Perhaps it's better for us to, rather than to take, do nothing at all, to take a step of faith. Even if we make a mistake, let's take a step of faith.
今日のテーマは新しい扉を開けるですけど、副題は箱の外から考えるですね。
Today'sAs I mentioned before, the title of the message is As a New Door Opens, and the subtitle is Stepping Out of the Box.
新しいドアの向こうですね。何が待ってるか、ウキウキするか怖いかどうでしょうかね。
As a door opens for you, are you going to be afraid?Or are you going to be excited?
怖くて開けるのは怖いのかもしれません。
Are you going to be afraid to open the door that's right before your eyes, or are you going to be excited about it?
次の写真ですね。箱から出て箱の外から考えましょう。
Let's think outside of our normal parameters, outside of the box.
難しいですよ。
It's hard, isn't it?
気がついたらいつも私たちは箱をかぶって生きてるんですよね。
But if we really think about it and are honest to ourselves, we always have this box on us, and we live within these small parameters.